Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I have a suit I'd like to have dry cleaned, but I'm checking out tomorrow morning. Can your cleaning service take care of it that quickly?
It normally takes up to 48 hours for a suit, but we have an in-house express service which costs an extra $5. If we get the suit before noon, we can have it ready for you by 8 p.m.
I definitely need it for my meeting tomorrow, so I don't mind paying more.
Okay, I'll send someone up to collect the suit now. May I have your room number?
Number 32. Why is the man calling? Number 33. What does the woman say about the express service? Number 34. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Eddie, have you finished cooking all of the dishes for the client's wedding reception?
Yes, everything is done and ready to go. Emma's just about to drive everything over to the banquet hall.
That's right. I'm just loading up the truck. I should be ready to go in about 10 minutes.
Great work, guys. Are you going to take the expressway?
Yes, that's the plan. I think it's the quickest way.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you. When I used it this morning, there were traffic jams due to road maintenance. You'd be quicker going along Marina Road.
Number 35. What type of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 36. What does Emma say she will do? Number 37. What does the man recommend? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Jim, I've heard that you're giving the opening speech at next month's conference. Are you looking forward to it?
Actually, I'm rather nervous. I've never been very confident addressing a large audience, and I heard that they're expecting over 300 participants this year.
I used to feel the same way about speaking to large groups as well, but I bought an excellent book on the subject by David Rees. It really helped me a lot. If you're working tomorrow, I can bring it in for you.
Actually, I will be out inspecting the plant all day. If you leave the book on my desk, I'll take a look at it when I'm back in the office on the following day. Thanks. I need all the help I can get.
Number 38. What are the speakers discussing? Number 39. Who most likely is David Rees? Number 40. What will the man do tomorrow? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Olson, there's no Beetafix cereal left. This is the second month in a row that we've run out before getting the next shipment.
It's certainly been selling very well since the manufacturer lowered its prices.
Yes, lots of customers have been asking for it. I told the cashiers to suggest other brands, but maybe we should put in a bigger order next month.
That's a great idea. I'd hate to lose business to other stores because of this. I'll tell the purchasing manager to order larger quantities of the cereal.
Number 41. What problem is mentioned? Number 42. What does the woman recommend? Number 43. What is the man's concern? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Rupert, Harry, we have a problem on aisle 5. A customer has dropped a carton of eggs, and I need you to clean up the mess before somebody slips.
No problem. I'll grab the mop from the storeroom. What should Harry do?
Please place a sign next to the spillage warning customers that the floor is slippery.
Got it. Can I get one of those from the storeroom?
That's right. Rupert will show you where everything is. And don't forget that the store will shut at 6 tonight instead of 7, so you'll need to finish all of your other tasks quickly.
Number 44. Where most likely do the speakers work? Number 45. What does the woman ask Harry to do? Number 46. What reminder does the woman give to the men? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Wendy. I heard that your department's bid for the Wapshot project was accepted. Well done.
Thanks. To be honest, though, I'm a little concerned about our ability to finish the work on time. Our department has won a lot of new contracts lately, so everyone has a very hectic schedule, especially since Ron retired.
We're pretty busy in the accounting department these days as well. We're getting the annual expense report ready for the board meeting next week, but after that, I could spare one or two staff members if you need help.
Number 47. What is the woman worried about? Number 48. What has the woman's department done recently? Number 49. What does the man offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Diana, I'm really struggling to sell the two-bedroom apartment down by the waterfront. I think the owner's asking price is just too high.
Yes, I guess property prices are soaring at the waterfront because of the new cinema that's being built there.
Right, and that's only the beginning. The council has mentioned a brand new sports complex and swimming pool, too.
Wow, it's certainly going to be a desirable neighborhood.
Definitely. Oh, that reminds me. I have a couple of other apartments there that I need to add to our online listings. I'll catch up with you later. Number 50. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 51. What does the man mean when he says, "That's only the beginning"? Number 52. What will the man probably do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
These floral arrangements aren't creating the right kind of visual impact because the tables are just too big by comparison. What should we do? We don't have much time before the reception starts.
I was sure we'd ordered enough flowers, but you're right. We'll need to get more to fill out the centerpieces. How about plates? We have enough for all of the attendees, don't we?
Yes, we have ample dinnerware, but we could use a few extra chairs. Could you get about 10 more in case any unexpected guests show up at the function?
Sure. I'll go ask the front desk staff if we can borrow some from the hotel. In the meantime, Bob is headed to the restaurant to pick up the appetizers and main courses right now. I'll give him a call and ask him to drop by the florist on his way back.
Number 53. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 54. What problem is mentioned by the speakers? Number 55. What is Bob currently doing? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Elizabeth, I'm afraid that our AccountTech software is already out of date.
Really? We just launched the current edition a few months ago. What's the problem?
I just looked at Gigasoft's new EasyBooks software, which was released last week. It's the same price as our AccountTech software, but it has many more advanced features and is much more powerful. It looks like it'll soon be outselling us in the market.
Even if we start work on a new version immediately, it's going to take at least 6 months to develop. Well, after I finish reviewing the sales data, I'll talk to the supervisor and ask what we can do about it.
Number 56. What kind of company do the speakers work for? Number 57. What is mentioned about the EasyBook software? Number 58. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Christina, are you interested in going to see the new Mark Holland film at the cinema tonight?
Sure, Chris. I'd love to. Do we need to get tickets in advance?
Well, I was going to book them online using my phone, but my battery has died. Can I use yours?
Go right ahead. The code is 6723.
Thanks. Let's see. Oh, it seems like there are no seats left for this evening's showing.
That's a shame. Well, how about going this weekend instead? I don't have any plans.
That's fine with me. I'll just stop by the box office tomorrow to get us some seats. Number 59. What do the speakers want to do? Number 60. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Go right ahead"?
Number 61. What problem does the man mention? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Hello, you've reached the IT department. What can I do for you?
Hi, I just started working in the west wing of the facility. However, I'm having difficulty using the key card scanner when I arrive for work, so I always need to ask someone else to open the door for me.
Oh, that's strange. I guess there must be a problem with your card. If you'd like to stop by my department sometime today, I can issue a new one to you. Would you mind giving me your name and work location in advance?
Sure. I'm Greta Nisbet, and I work in the biochemistry lab. I'll stop by your department after lunch. Thanks for your help.
Number 62. What does the woman ask for help with? Number 63. Why does the man suggest the woman visit his department? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which laboratory does the woman work in? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and weather information.
Todd, you must be getting excited about your trip to Nessus Island. How does the weather forecast look?
It's not too bad. Luckily, I get there the day after a big thunderstorm, and then I have some sunny days to enjoy.
Great. So do you have a lot of things planned during your vacation?
Not really. I mostly plan to relax on the beach and get a suntan.
Well, it will certainly be a lot more relaxing than being here in the office. How long will you be gone?
Just 7 days. I'll be back in time for our monthly management meeting on the 23rd. Number 65. Look at the graphic. When will the man arrive on Nessus Island? Number 66. What activity is the man looking forward to? Number 67. How long will the man be on vacation? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Thank you for calling Dairy Tours. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is John Lanigan. I called yesterday to book 4 spots on one of your tours this weekend. Due to a family emergency, we won't be able to participate.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Can you please remind me which tour you signed up for?
It was the one that visits the castle in the morning, followed by the walk along the waterfront, and then a trip to the market at night.
Ah, yes, I've found your booking. To issue a refund, I'll need the number of the card you used to pay for the tour.
Sure. It's 4435-3210-6784. Thank you.
Number 68. Why is the man calling? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which tour did the man sign up for? Number 70. What information does the woman ask for?